Regarding happiness, are we allowed to be happy in God by using other things? So example, can we delight in God by enjoying a good scotch or cigar, or by delighting in a good stroll through the autumn woods with our spouse, or other natural means of attaining happiness? Can we use these things to help produce happiness, and at that point, use that happiness as thanksgiving to God?
Well, first, let me say the illustrations of scotch and cigar show Calvinist Batman to be reformed. Arminian Batman probably would not even bring those things up.
No, he wouldn't.
Because there you go. But anyway, so yes, and one of the things that I talk about in the book, well, both the big book Happiness and then the one you're talking about, God's Promise of Happiness, the little one, that I deal with the fact that there's the primary and there is the secondary. And Lewis talked about first things being first. And when the first is first, then second things can be fully enjoyed. But if you take one of those second things and make it first, then it becomes an idol.
Yeah.
And it loses it. It's in exerting, in becoming your master, it becomes something ugly. But the thing itself was not ugly. It's you who made it into something ugly. And this is what we just have to get straight in our minds, is that God has filled the world with beauty and pleasures and given us the ability to see and hear and taste and feel and experience his goodness. This is common grace. Even in this world that's fallen and under the curse, there are so many causes for happiness. Paul in Acts 14, I think he was speaking at Lystra, and he's talking to unbelievers, and he talks about how this God, I'm preaching to you this God who brings you life and happiness. So can an unbeliever find some happiness? Yes, he can find happiness in the world and the things of the world and learning and knowledge and sports and music and art and the wonders of nature. But even if he's an atheist, every bit of happiness he is deriving from these secondary sources is ultimately a happiness that comes from the hand of God. Because God is the one who made all this and gave us the capacity to take pleasure in and delight in these secondary things. So as the primary, he gives these gifts to us, surrounds us with them, and then we enjoy them, and then we get this pleasure from it. The problem is our tendency to then take these things, like, is money bad? No, money isn't bad.
Right.
It's a gracious provision of God. Can you worship money? Yes. And Jesus said, no man can serve both God and money. So what we do is we turn those things into idols. We can turn nature into an idol. We can turn, a good example would be our golden retriever, Maggie. She brings great joy to our lives. She is so fun. She is an absolute delight. Okay, now, do I worship Maggie? Not even slightly.
Well, I mean, you do live close to California, right? I mean, it's, you got to have a little tendency to start. No, I'm joking.
Well, Oregon, as you know, Portland, Oregon is the world capital of weirdness, and it's just 20 miles from me. And the extremes that you see in terms, I mean, people will chain themselves to a tree and talk about my cousin, the starfish. And I mean, it's like they'll chain themselves to the tree because they don't want the tree to be cut down, and they've got a name for the tree, and they've got, you know, all of this. Well,
Romans 1,
that's, you know, worshiping the creature rather than the creator. However, I should interject, I think reasonable concern for our environment of Christians. We of all people, we should do that because we are stewards of God's earth. But the point of these secondary joy things is find delight. Not, I mean, we should find delight as the Puritans did. I mean, they Edwards, Jonathan Edwards, talks on and on about taking a walk and seeing streams and looking at the blossoms of flowers. And this is all part of his worship of God. So yes, not only is there room for those secondary things, but something is really wrong if we're not enjoying the secondary things. But we've got to stop sending the message to people that, okay, church is where you come for holiness. Yeah. And then go home. Now you can do happiness with the barbecue and football and hanging out with friends and family. That's the happy stuff. But come to church to make you holy. How about come to church to help enhance both your holiness happiness in Christ, and carry that happiness with you and have it cultivated all the more at the barbecue, the sporting event, the concert, whatever.